A new program will help property owners on the Kenai Peninsula install electric fences to keep bears from getting into chicken coops and other attractants. The program is funded through the federal agency Natural Resources Conservation Service, a division of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. KDLL's Ben Stanton reports.
You probably already know that bears pose a danger when they come in proximity to people or the food that people eat, and that people have used electric fences for many years to prevent such interaction. But what's WHIP? The Wildlife Habitat Incentive Program is an NRCS program that, among other habitat efforts, might make these fences more common. The program is exclusive to the Kenai Peninsula.
One reason why it's sort of exclusive there is because the Kenai Peninsula brown bear holds a special status as a state-sensitive species.
NRCS state biologist Bill Wood also says the ultimate goal is to protect people, but also the bears themselves. That means getting bears to change their behaviors, but also getting humans to change their behaviors too. Wood says an electric fence can be part of a larger effort from residents to lower their footprint, or as he calls it, smell print.
People need to be conscious of their sights and what smell print that we have that makes it attractive to bears, and do what we can to try to reduce the size of that smell print.
Wood calls the voltage level safe. The purpose is not to physically harm the animal, but instead to offer something that's stronger than a bee sting that might make the bear forget about a particular sight. The idea is that the alternative to the irritation might be that a bear becomes a problem in an area, which sometimes leads to bears being killed to ensure public safety.
I think everybody understands that, you know, bears are really eating machines. And if a bear finds an easy meal without any bad consequences associated, there's a high likelihood it's going to be back.
What is an easy meal? The Central Kenai Peninsula has some commercial-level chicken coops, which can be eligible for the cost-sharing funding, but more common in this area are residential backyard livestock that might be even more at risk for bear interaction. District conservationist at the Kenai office, Meg Mueller, is not sure how many people have such coops, but chickens are not the only livestock.
Or hogs, one or two hogs, or several hogs, that kind of thing. Anything that's vulnerable to a bear attack would be eligible.
Mueller says people that apply get a visit from the department to assess what the fencing needs would be, but they evaluate other possible attractants.
See what they have for an operation, how a fence would fit into that, and also look at what there is for other attractants. You know, is it a nice tidy yard, or is there something else out there that's going to attract bears? Maybe a fish smoker, or garbage isn't handled appropriately.
And for the NRCS funding, an applicant would need to address all those issues. Wood says the department expects to fund about 70% of the cost of installing the electric fences. They vary in size depending on what they're protecting. A chicken coop, beehive, or small food supply might need a small fence, but he expects sizes to range all the way up to an acre. Total costs for fences would vary too, in the neighborhood of $2,500 to $5,000. Another area in Alaska where fences have been used in similar ways is the Katmai National Park along the Brooks River. Wood says Canadian forestry officials have also had similar success. Applications for the program go to the local NRCS offices like the ones in Kenai or Homer, or to the state office in Palmer. The program's funding begins in October. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.